Just now, and Coach, you come away after a 9-error first game. You come back, you only commit one error. You have a couple huge, that's an understatement, huge double plays, and you had bases loaded with nobody out. You turn a double play, then get a strikeout to get out of that inning without giving up a run, and then you follow up with another big double play with runners at first and second with nobody out in the next inning, and then a diving catch to end the game by Tanner Geese. And, boy, the defense looked a lot better in this game.
Yeah, that was two different defenses. I mean, without a doubt. We were awful in the field in the first game and really solid in game two.
Also, I thought your pitching performance was pretty solid. You kept a fertile team. You scattered six hits, but were able to come up, as we said, with outs when you needed it. And your pitching was pretty solid.
Yeah, it was. You know, to get through that one was big, and you know, those, you know, Al, we wanted him to be able to come back Sunday, so obviously we limited his pitches. And then you know, I saw you probably saw me go out there when Melsh was getting towards that line, and I gave the kids the choice, and they said, you know, we want to roll with him, and then we think we got the arms for Sunday, so that's what we did. So
You were able to score a run in the fourth inning. You didn't have a hit until that fourth inning. It was a walk for Demra, then a single for, or excuse me, back-to-back walks for Demra and Geese. Caden Ames gets a single, and then bases were loaded, and Demra scores on a wild pitch, so you tie the game at one apiece there. And that was big. You were able to get on, and that's the big factor.
Well, yeah, that, you know, you got to get guys on. We struggled a little bit hitting with guys on base in this game, but luckily we were able to squeeze one out there through taking advantage of a pitch that was got away.
Then in the fifth inning, the first two batters were retired. Things weren't looking good. Then Ashton Larson reaches on an error. And then Jackson Demra had a nice hit to the right center field gap for a double. That scores a run, and that's the eventual game-winning hit. And that was a big one for the senior.
Yeah, that was a big-time hit. Sat on one and found the hole. And, you know, that's been the key to us winning games. A lot of times, most of our games have been tight, and it's somebody coming up with a clutch hit, finding a gap at the right moment. And we definitely needed it because we didn't have a whole lot of hitting in this game.
I had you for three hits total, but the big number there was only one error, and that's the big factor.
Yeah, yeah. If you play defense, throw strikes, play defense, you're going to be in every ball game. You know, we ended up in game one. We hit the ball better and got back into it, but we weren't in that ball game until we started hitting in the last two innings.
And now you're only one win away from advancing to next weekend as well.
Yeah, yeah. Now we got to come out, hopefully not have as wild a ride up here on Sunday as we had today with losing a tire and luckily staying out of the ditch. But, you know, we just got to come out and execute defensively and you know, and hopefully get a few more timely hits and not make it such a nail-biter.
Coach, congratulations on the win, and best of luck Sunday.
All right, thanks, Chris.
That is the head coach of the Crookston American Legion Post 20, Nels T. Wold Post, Coach Rob Silvers. We thank him for joining us here in the post-game show.